Greetings, friends. Our theme for this Silent Sunday is the perfect peace that is described in Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4, which I'll read from the NIV version. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal. We'll look at this theme of peace in two parts. In part one, we will explore intrapersonal peace, which is an inner peace that is possible in our own depths. And then in part two, we will move on to exploring interpersonal peace, which has to do with peace with others and peace in our world. So to begin with looking at intrapersonal peace, the term used in this Isaiah passage, perfect peace, is written in the Hebrew text as shalom shalom. And this links with the description used in Ephesians 4 verse 6 of the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. This does not describe a feeling of peace that comes and goes depending on what is happening in our lives or in our emotions. Rather, this describes a deep and abiding peace that is independent of circumstances, that does not depend on the conditions of peace, as James Finlay puts it. And this Isaiah passage gives us clues as to the nature of this peace. In Isaiah 26 verse 3, we're told that God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast. And the Hebrew word for steadfast is samach, meaning to establish, lean, lie hard, and rest oneself. This describes an attitude of complete dependence, entrusting ourselves utterly to God, resting ourselves in God. This is followed on by verse 4, which, using the Hebrew names for God, reads, "Trust in Yahweh forever, for Yahweh is the rock eternal." I love that this name Yahweh is repeated in some way three times over. Trust in Yahweh forever, for Yahweh is the rock eternal. And this name Yahweh means the self-existent eternal one. It refers to the I am ever-present, never-absent one. So these two verses together beautifully describe the source of this shalom, shalom, perfect peace. As we become more and more deeply and unshakably grounded in God as the immovable rock, becoming anchored in Yahweh, the I am ground of our very being, we can let go of our small and grasping attempts to manufacture a semblance of peace and well-being, and can rest into the eternal, ever-present peace of God that does not depend on any outer conditions of peace. This is an inner movement that we learn as we practice it, releasing into the grounding and sustaining presence of God, our rock. And this peace is accessible in all circumstances, even in times of change and disturbance. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. This is a peace that is beyond our capacity to conjure up with circumstances or emotional mood manipulation, beyond what the world or typical human interventions can provide. It is a peace that embraces and underlies all circumstances, since its source lies beyond what comes and goes. Yahweh, the timeless, changeless, I am present one. As we grow in this unconditional awareness of peace, it becomes a gift that we offer the world. I recently read somewhere that we are in training to be instruments of peace in a society where we can be stable in the presence of change, not holding on to old systems or ways of being, but being able to move into the unknown without fear. And this is such an important attitude to help one another to grow into at this time, especially as we go into this new year of 2021 with all that it holds that we don't know, that is uncertain and unpredictable. So in our quiet prayer and reflection on scripture this morning, let us relinquish our small grasping attempts at making our lives peaceful or stable or predictable, and let's open ourselves in complete trust to the presence of Yahweh, our Rock Eternal, our source of shalom, shalom, perfect peace. Let's pray together. Our Lord God, our Beloved, the I Am Present One who grounds us, who gives us life in every breath, who renews our existence with every heartbeat. We thank you that you are the source of life, the sustainer of all that is, the essence of all being. And we thank you that as we ground ourselves in this awareness of being held in being by you, as we become more and more rooted and anchored in you as the ground of our being, you do offer us the gift of shalom, shalom, perfect peace, well-being, completeness, wholeness, and contentment that is not dependent on circumstances, on anything that can come or go, because you are the source, you are Rock Eternal. And so we come to receive your peace, the peace that was promised in the words, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. My peace I give to you." So we come to open our hearts, our minds, our whole beings, to let go of our grasping on what we think matters and what we think will bring us peace and stability. And we come to stabilize our minds in you, to lean utterly on you, Yahweh, our Rock Eternal. Amen.